You are tuned into KCPR 91.3 FM and always streaming live on kcpr.org. I'm DJ Mystic.
And I'm DJ Most.
And today we'll be interviewing Sure Sure, a left field pop band from LA.
They recently released their self-titled album, Sure Sure, this January, and I've been receiving praise from Grizzly Bear, Rostam of Vampire Weekend, and other staples in the indie community. We're joined by the whole band, Chris, Charlie, Kevin, and Michael. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Drinking some coffee.
We're lamping.
We're lamping a little bit. gonna record later. Yeah, good.
So for our first question, we were wondering how you guys all met.
Me and Charlie met in college. This is Chris speaking. Me and Charlie met in college, and then I saw Kevin play drums, and I thought he was the most savage drummer ever in a college band playing at our college. And I visited him in LA one time, and then
after college we moved down to LA to start a band with Kevin and then this guy named Michael Coleman, who is a producer, and we moved into Mike's house, and then we just started recording like 3 years ago, and here we are somehow
still recording.
Yeah.
Wow, what a journey. You guys just are coming off your first national tour with Hippocampus, and you're about to embark on your own U.S. tour, kicking it off in San Luis Obispo at Slow Brew on April 2nd. How does it feel to go from releasing your first full-length album to going on your first national tour opening for Hippocampus to going on your own national tour all within just 6 months? It seems pretty crazy.
It's certainly a whirlwind, but... the road is an amazing time, actually. It's like a totally different way of existing that none of us had experienced before. And one of the great things about it is that it makes you love being home even more than you used to before you toured.
Yeah.
So definitely highly recommend touring if you're getting tired of home.
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll put that on the list. But what have you guys missed the most about being home while on tour? It's been a while.
That's an easy one for me, is Kevin. I miss cooking.
Yeah. I miss my bed.
Yeah.
And also not sharing, like waking up with like five dudes and there being one shower.
Yeah.
Like when you're on the road, you like plan it. You're like, okay, so there's five people here. I know that guy kind of smells. And I know this person probably wants to take a shower. So therefore I should maybe get up 45 minutes earlier to ensure that I can actually get in the shower. Stuff like that.
Okay, so lots of planning involved.
This is Charlie. I also missed a little thing called sunlight.
Yeah.
We didn't have much sunlight on tour.
No.
It being winter and the rest of the country not being California.
Just so. Abandoned by the sun.
Very true. Well, hopefully you'll see some sunshine on April 2nd in Little Slow Town.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we get a lot of sun down here. And then also, I was just curious on what your favorite song to perform live was and kind of why it was your favorite to perform.
I think for me, probably Hands Up, Head Down was really, really fun. There's like a fun little dance move that goes along with that song. And before the national tour, we knew we wanted to try it, but we weren't sure if we were going to like get a ton of buy-in from you know, the audience that didn't know us. But then every night people would just do it. It'd be like the whole audience doing this dance move, and it was just like really surreal. So that made probably one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that probably was.
You'll see what we're talking about at Slow Brew.
Looking forward to it. So you guys have a studio inside your house, which is pretty awesome. So what's it like living like right by your studio or in it, I guess?
It's
like living in a space station.
We can let our imaginations take us anywhere.
Into the cosmos.
We just saw this Carl Sagan show. Oh, wait, no, not Carl Sagan.
No, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is really into Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan was like his mentor. Anyway, it's pretty great. We just sort of wake up and take care of like non-recording tasks as quickly as possible so we can just record until we can't record anymore because of whatever reasons we have to stop recording that day, like work.
It's really fun. It teaches you a lot about work-life balance because when you live in the place and you can just work constantly, you need to be really in touch with yourself, being like, oh, like when am I positively burned out? And then when am I fresh?
Take us into the studio if you guys can. So we were just wondering what your writing process entailed and where you guys find inspiration from for your lyrics or your sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, just totally depends on all kinds of things. Like we've been recording nonstop since we've gotten home from tour. And we've been listening, actually very influenced by Prince. So we're making a bunch of music that's kind of like Princey, like kind of more up-tempo and electronic. And yeah, so it's often influenced by like the stuff we're listening to and then also the stuff we're reading. Like we've been reading this book called Thinking Fast and Slow by a psychologist named Daniel Kahneman. And it's basically about the two decision-making centers of your mind, which are called System 1 and System 2. System 1 being like your animal brain and like intuition center, and then System 2 being your more like effortful thought center, which is like if I were to ask you like what 27 times 32 is, then you're going to start engaging System 2. But if I ask you what 2 plus 2 is, then you're just engaging System 1, because we all know it's 2 plus 2 is 4. I believe
I engaged System 2 for that question.
Anyway, so like lyrically, we've been really like definitely inspired by that. I just feel like so many problems that many of us face, including like the four of us and myself, like arise from System 1, sort of just like making like a quick decision that we don't really think about, and then we end up hurting somebody or hurting ourselves. And so it's a good, like, kind of launching pad for lyrics. Anyway, totally depends.
Yeah, definitely. That's really interesting to see that you gain inspiration from what you're reading. What are you guys listening to right now? What's, like, the top songs that you're listening to?
This is Kevin. I've been obsessed with this. Well, Prince, because we watched this Chris Rock stand-up special, and the song that it ends with is this Prince song called Tambourine that just came out of nowhere. I mean, it's been out for like 2 decades, but blew my mind. And then, this Elbow record. This band Elbow has a newish record called Little Fictions, and it's fantastic. They're masters of looping stuff and ostinato, and while making the song very interesting and having unique song forms.
Oh, okay.
Also been listening to, I've been revisiting D'Angelo lately.
Classic.
Which is Voodoo. Great album. Chris? Yeah.
Let me think. I put on the Spotify top 40 hits.
Nice.
And like, if I didn't like the song, I would skip it immediately. And I was like I found this song by Ty Dolla $ign and Post Malone.
Nice.
Mm. That was my favorite one on Pop Hits.
What's it called?
I forget.
Mike? Andy Shaw.
Probably.
Okay. Easier.
Well, you don't listen to Ty Dolla $ign?
There's a remix on YouTube of Ty Dolla $ign and Andy Shaw.
Oh, okay.
Also Fiona Apple.
Oh, yeah.
When the production on When the Pond is like this crazy album.
Nuts album.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's this guy named George Clanton who makes electronic music in New York. It's called Vaporwave is the genre, where you take mall music and you slow it down a lot so it becomes like pretty vibey. So interesting stuff.
Interesting.
George Clanton, he's cool.
Yeah, well, be sure to check him out. That sounds cool.
So I was hoping to ask you about Koreatown. So I know you were able to write Koreatown in an impressive 2 days. I was reading that you wrote the chords and the lyrics in just 2 hours. And I was wondering, So that was really cool how it only took you a short amount of time, but I was wondering what song took you the longest to write, or what song did you guys kind of struggle with the most on your new album?
On that album, it's interesting because most of those songs were actually written and recorded within days. New Biome probably took the longest.
New Biome took forever. We even at one point started it. Correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory is all hazy on this. We started it. We got through a project and then we restarted it. I think.
We
scrapped it and started over. We were this is Kevin. We had a drum loop for it, and then we were like, no, let's do. We had a drum loop of those like first four bars. That's sort of what like started that song, and then we were like, let's do live drums. Let's just start in a new project because we're tired of looking at this project.
Yeah.
And then we in our new batch, we encountered this the other day where some of the songs are easy. It's like, it's easy for us to record. It's fast. And some of them are like, okay, we got to do this in bite-sized chunks. Like, this is going to be a more painstaking process, but it's still fun. As long as you like are okay with that, you embrace it. You're like, this one's going to be a little harder, but maybe it'll pay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting question though. Cause a lot of times the songs themselves are written, like the chords and the harmonies and lyrics are written usually pretty quickly. But the thing that can take a long time is like arrangement and recording while we record. Cause yeah, it can, I think New Biome took like months to get to a final product. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's a great song. So the process paid off, but,
it's a dangerous process. Like if you go down a rabbit hole on a recording, like you lose, you could lose objectivity. You could lose objectivity pretty quick. Luckily, somehow came out of the hole on New Biome. but there's actually a lot of songs in the computer that, you know, we never got out of that we're still kind of trying to figure out. One day.
Yeah, one day.
trying to figure out how you get them out of the computer.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. Does anybody, if anybody out there knows.
I think they're stuck in there forever. I don't know.
We just save. We don't know. We tried printing.
Yeah, printing didn't work.
Print it out on
paper. Yeah, yeah.
And then have someone play it.
I think that's how it works. I don't know. Google it.
And so you guys said that you guys were going to be recording later today. It sounds like you have some music on your computer that you're still working on that didn't make the first album, Sure. I was wondering if you guys record on the road and maybe if we're going to be hearing some more new music by Sure coming out maybe later this year.
Definitely this
year. Yeah, we're definitely going to be releasing more music.
We thought about this a lot. We were like, it would be great to be able to record on the road because that's a month. Like, we usually don't go a month without recording, but we didn't really.
Yeah,
we
barely even wrote. Honestly.
But it's because we're, like, you know, we're pretty much running our whole thing. Like, we're our tour manager. We're driving everywhere. Like, we're, you know.
Pretty exhausting.
It's like a full-time effort. We're a small business. Whenever you listen to us, you're supporting small businesses. so it was difficult to record on the road. It's fun to, like, basically the only time we had to like even mess around as a with our full setup is like sound check. If we had like an extra
10 minutes, not even, yeah,
we would do that.
But since we've been back, I had a feeling this was going to happen, but there's like a new song every other day that is coming out of us. And we're trying to record. We have like four or five different projects in Logic right now, of new songs, and then like four or five songs we haven't even started. So we very well have like another album, might have another album's worth of material written like by the time we leave for the next tour. So there's definitely going to be new music.
That's so exciting.
I'm not just trying to gas you guys. I actually think you guys are hilarious. I love the videos you guys post. I think they're so funny. And I was just wondering how'd you guys kind of come up with these things? And maybe who do you think's the funniest member of the band?
Funniest member of the band?
Probably Kevin.
Whoa, guys.
Kevin and Mike are the funny guys.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is very funny.
Sweet.
Everyone is very uniquely funny. What was the question? How handsome are we?
Yeah, you
Handsome.
We're pretty handsome. I think we're pretty
scale of 10.
What, how do we make those videos? We're just silly. I don't know. We're just having fun. Every
day is really stupid. Stupid stuff is always happening. And
we're just trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah.
Every song and video.
Yeah.
We're very dumb, and we're doing dumb stuff all the time. Sometimes we just videotape it.
There's nothing more fun than you're with your buds and you're making music. You're making and to supplement that, sometimes you make little videos with your friends. Yeah. Like maybe it's a short movie or a skit or whatever. Like the best. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Sometimes you have a banana suit lying around from Halloween, and you make a series of videos with your banana suit.
Well, but sometimes you have a banana suit lying around from Halloween, and then your house gets painted yellow.
Our house got painted yellow. The same color as a banana.
That was my favorite video for sure. I love what you guys have done with the place.
Thank you.
That's actually Tim, our landlord.
I particularly like that video because I hope it made some people go, did they paint their house yellow just for that joke?
Committed.
Yeah, well, I think now that we're officially, that was the official last question, but thank you guys so much for taking the time to chat with us. We're so stoked for your concert here at Slow Brew on April 2nd.
Yep. Really stoked.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. It was great to talk to you, and I'll see you then, guys.
Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.